I'm Robert Reese of The CEO Show. Welcome to this edition of Inside the Brand. Inside the Brand is a weekly show where you meet the brains behind some of the world's most recognizable brands. Our sponsor for Inside the Brand is Euro RSCG, the world's fifth largest global agency network specializing in integrated marketing and advertising. My co-host for Inside the Brand is Dennis Trajanos of the Trajanos Group, an executive search and consulting firm specializing in recruitment of senior-level executives in the marketing and communications arena. Now, let's welcome our guest. Hi, this is Robert Reese on Inside the Brand, and we're here today with Seth Goldman. How are you, Seth?
I'm doing well, Robert. Thank you. Good to be with you.
Great to be with you again. And Seth is the co-founder and CEO, or officially called TEO, of Honest Tea. You know, it's one of the most fascinating companies because it's really become a societal brand, a movement, a community. Just talk about really what Honest Tea means to you.
Well, honesty starts with the concept of an authentic beverage, you know, a product that's we say nature got it right, we put it in the bottle. And then, you know, as a brand and as a company, we strive to, you know, act in the marketplace with the same simplicity and integrity. We do what we say we're going to do. The product is what it says it is.
Yeah, and I guess that's the word honest. And I know there are so many things about if something didn't meet exact standards, everything, it's always changed to stick with the honest word.
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a dangerous word to have at the core of your brand because people are always going to look for
right.
some reason to think you're being dishonest. And it just means, you know, the only way you can really live up to it is to be very humble about what you're doing.
You are doing some really exciting things in 2012 here with Honest Tea, but I have to ask you about how the company started. Very few people know it was like with your college professor.
My business school professor, right.
Yeah, just give a quick snapshot because a lot of entrepreneurs listening in will say, how do you do something like this, into such a sophisticated business?
Well, the ideas for it came when I was at the Yale School of Management, and my professor Barry Nailbuff and I were doing a case study on Coke versus Pepsi, and we looked at the whole landscape of the beverage marketplace, and we realized there was something missing, which was just a drink with less sweetener in it. And so we started brewing samples, and a few years after school, I got back in touch with Barry and said, I think I'm ready to do something about this. So we made some tea in my kitchen, put it in thermoses, and I had an appointment with the local buyer for Whole Foods. And so I brought the thermoses, and we took a Snapple bottle and pasted a label on the bottle and showed it to the buyer, and he placed an order, and we were in business, and we've just been growing ever since.
And it's amazing because I know that was 15,000 bottles he ordered, and you're like scrambling. And in those days, you were like filtering using pool. What's it? The pool
filter bags from
the
so
pool.
We had not made the tea on any scale beyond my kitchen. So it was we had to do some fast footwork to figure out how to make it at a bottle, you know, at scale.
And then you were, for distribution, you know, you were driving using cheese trucks, charcoal
whatever
trucks.
Whatever we could get, wherever we, you know, any person who had a truck who was going to a store, we'd be happy to let them distribute the product. And eventually we got the beverage distributors interested. But in the beginning, they didn't think there was an opportunity that made sense.
And so what advice would you have in terms of how you used awareness, how since 1998, how you built awareness, how you used social media? What advice would you have to entrepreneurs?
Well, being a smaller company with more, you know, less resources than the big ones, we knew we could never try to, you know, outspend them in terms of how we create awareness. So we've always found different ways to do it. And in the beginning, for us, that mostly was sampling events, you know, going to the store and giving out samples, letting people taste it that way, and also being able to connect with consumers sort of hand-to-hand, face-to-face. And then as we've grown, we've done some other innovative and different things. We last year did something called Honest Cities, where we went to 12 cities around the country, and we put out a free stand and just with a display of bottles and said it's a honor system, just $1 a bottle and an empty Lucite box, and if you're honest, you put $1 in there. And then we stepped back and watched what happened, and we got a ton of media coverage for it. And you know, by the way, it was a great sampling event on its own, but it was also just a very good way to create awareness because a lot of the you know, people learned about our brand just through that experience.
So it's almost like it was a benefit that you had no money because it forced you to connect with people personally.
Absolutely, yeah. One of my favorite quotes from our, you know, I have these messages under our caps.
And right.
One of our investors said, he said, lack of money is not a problem. Lack of creativity, lack of an idea is a problem. So we just had to, you know, find ways to create awareness, but without the traditional, you know, ad spend to do it.
This is Robert Reese on Inside the Brand, brought to you by Business Talk Radio Network, and it is sponsored by EuroRSCG. We are here today with Seth Goldman, who is the co-founder and CEO, or as we like to say, TEO of Honesty. In Inside the Brand, we interview the brains behind the brand. So let's fast forward. Let's talk 2012. What is really on the horizon?
Well, we're now at a different level in terms of distribution. As you may know, we partnered with the Coca-Cola company who bought Honest Tea last year. And so now we have the ability to reach consumers all around the country. And so now we have to find additional ways to create awareness. And we will do some paid media this year, but more, it's going to continue to be, I would say, more of the same. So we're going to be expanding the Honest Cities effort. We also have a fun event coming up in April. You know, Earth Month is in April, and for us, that's kind of like our Super Bowl. And being an organic brand, we're going to have a big recycling event in New York City, and our plan is to see if we can't beat the record for most bottles recycled in an 8-hour period.
That's pretty exciting.
We've got a 30-foot high recycling bin that we've designed, and
wow,
it's being built right now. And we're going to call out all sort of all points bulleted and going out to schools and stores and organizations and encouraging people to recycle. And
so,
obviously in the process, hopefully raise awareness about recycling and how it can be done.
Yeah, it's always been, I know, a higher purpose for you, everything you've done.
That's right. Yeah, this is really a mission that we're on, and certainly the beverages are our mission delivery device, but we're really trying to you know, help spread awareness about the things we care about and through our beverages.
So let's talk then specifically about social media. Honest Tea almost was like social media before social media was even around. How do you really use and engage with the specific vehicles of social media these days?
Well, we do have an active Facebook page, and it's really been nice to see how it's grown. I should have mentioned, by the way, when we did Honest Cities last year, I think we were at about 31,000 followers, and basically within a week we were up to 75,000. So we really moved the needle with that activity. But beyond that, our consumers, as you would guess, are we call them the conscious consumer. They're people who want to understand what's going on beneath the brand. And so certainly in the beginning, our website was a big place for them to do that. But now that, you know, Facebook has arisen and Twitter and other places, we have additional ways to connect with consumers. And we have some very engaged consumers. We just put out we announced a new drink earlier this year, and we had over 400 people respond just saying, you know, they wanted to learn more about it and they're excited about it. So it's clearly a very engaged group.
You seem to have an expertise at building engaged consumers.
Well, it's easy when you have a brand that has substance to it. You know, it's really not
it's
not forced. We're not inventing things. Mm-hmm. We're creating products that are real and that have real stories behind them and real depth to them, and consumers are eager to learn more about it.
So final question. We have about 30 seconds left. Over the past 14 years, a great, incredible story in business lore in here. And what do you think is going to happen with Honest Tea over the next, say, 2 to 5 years?
Well, I really expect us to continue to build. It's just the scale that's going to change. You know, that this is where consumers are headed. They're moving towards health consciousness. They're moved towards environmental consciousness, and our whole economy has moved toward a greater awareness of how we're all linked together. So, for us, we're riding all of those megatrends. In some sense, we're driving them as well, and expanding the distribution. That was sort of the missing piece. So we do expect to really emerge as a national brand That reaches all kinds of people.
That's exciting. Well, Seth, thank you so much. Great having you on Inside the Brand.
Thanks, Robert.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Inside the Brand. Here's this week's Marketing Minute brought to you by Clive McLean, CEO of EuroRSCG Discovery.
Marketers will have to get used to a humbling new position, the passenger seat. Welcome to the Marketing Minute. The brand customer relationship has a new owner, and it's not you, it's the customer. Why? Because the old one-way CRM is dead. We can't push content onto our targets anymore. They'll choose the content they want and consume it whenever they want, on PC, tablet, or mobile. And social media have given consumers the power to advocate your brand to others, or bring it to its knees. We as marketers are now in the passenger seat. It's from this unaccustomed second seat that we must win customer loyalty. We need to learn how to engage each customer on their terms, then keep them engaged in a two-way conversation that meets their wants. This is intelligent customer engagement. To find out more about it, go to www.eurorscgdiscovery.com. I'm Clive McLean, President of EuroRSCG Discovery, and that's your Marketing Minute.